Okay, today is Thursday, the 14th of January, 2021, at 9:37 a.m., and it is presently 44 degrees outside. This is part four of a multi-part field report, which I called Impeach Trump. And in this report, which I think will be the final one, the final installment, I'm going to talk about what I call the hate Trump syndrome. The reason why is because it is the hate Trump syndrome which culminated in the impeachment for the second time and also the first time of President Donald Trump. The hate Trump syndrome started in 2016, or maybe before, but it started when Donald Trump announced he was going to run for president. That's when HR conceived a plot to bring forth a spirit of hatred in the United States against President Trump. The reason why is because they saw the scrolls, the prophetic scrolls in spirit space, which God had sent to become part of his life. And the messaging on those scrolls was one of taking the direction, taking the United States in a direction that HR did not want it to go. And including with that was the revelation of the what's called the deep state and the deeper state. Essentially, it would be Jesus Christ using President Trump to reveal a lot of evil influence in the halls of government in the United States. Now, we first saw the hate Trump syndrome manifest in this business of the Democrats accusing him of colluding with the Russians to steal the election of 2016, 4 years ago. They were accusing Trump of stealing the election by using by having Russian influence things like Facebook and stuff, and Google searches and whatnot. And in fact, it began a almost a 4 year Department of Justice investigation, which I think culminated just at the end of 2019 or the beginning of 2020, and the end result was there was no collusion, there was no connection at all. And actually, and my memory is not clear right now, but I seem to want to remember that one of the reasons that the Democrats wanted to impeach Trump the first time was because, well, there was no Russia collusion, so the Democrats had to do something to save face. So they came up with, well, let's impeach him for just being Donald Trump. So we've had 4 years of the what I call the hate Trump syndrome. Jesus permitted the hate Trump syndrome to manifest because he wanted to reveal the hearts of men and women, especially in the halls of government and politics, so that the church could intercede in prayer on behalf of the nation and prophesy and proclaim forgiveness to the politicians. By doing so, I mean in earnest, in truth and love, by proclaiming and applying forgiveness, that sets up a an offense against HR forces, which otherwise would continue to run freely in bringing defilement and even worse sin into politics. We saw a demonstration of this with the guy by the name of Jeffrey Epstein. He was revealed; his sins were revealed during the Trump administration, and they were really gross sins, terrible sins, which which a variety of politicians around the world participated in. And he was revealed, he got arrested and mysteriously died before he could go to trial in jail. So that was one revelation which the Lord used the Trump administration for. There may be others, I don't know, but that was just one. But the purpose of all these revelations during the Trump administration, at least the first one, and who knows, there may be a second one, I don't know. The Lord has never talked to me about who's going to get elected and who isn't. All I know is that once something happens, then the Lord explains to me why it happened. So my prophetic realm is to understand what's going on and why it's going on, not what will go on. I've never really had anything like that, except for a couple things, one of which has already taken place, and the other one I may never know about. But they were both had to do with the future, and the first one already happened exactly the way God said it would. And like I say, the second one I may never know about. But then there's the micro futures prophecies that God gives me personally on a day-to-day basis. Now those do come about on a regular basis, but they're for me. They're not for public discussion, so I keep them to myself. And it happens so frequently, I forget they're there. But it's not like earth-shattering or whatever. Maybe it is. I just don't know about it. But anyway. But back to the Trump hate Trump syndrome sickness, which engulfed so many people on what's called the left and the Democratic Party, and now we see the same thing in the heads of technology companies like Jack Dorsey of Twitter and the guy that started Facebook, and even into Amazon. Names that don't come to mind right now. I know their names, but don't remember them at the moment. They have been infected by the hate Trump syndrome, and essentially what it is there's a scripture involved here that talks about exposing to the light the hearts of men and the darkness of the heart of man, and men don't like it, so they rebel against having their sins exposed. It's our job as Christians, the body of Christ, to apply the forgiveness of Christ to these sins. Love covers a multitude of sins. This is like Noah's sons, when after the flood, when he got drunk, he had two sons that held up a sheet and walked in backwards and covered his nakedness, so they wouldn't even have the memory of seeing him naked. They walked in backwards and then they covered him. While the third son, I guess, somehow defiled him somehow. I don't know how. And that was the third son that got cursed by Noah for doing that. But his other two sons, they respected and honored their father and forgave his indiscretion for getting drunk after the flood. Of course, the world had just been wiped out, and all Noah had left was the same people that he came through the flood in the boat with. So I think, I'll give the guy a break because he had just suffered a trauma, which I know nothing about. Maybe a little, but not like that. I mean, to be in a boat and everything gets wiped out on the face of the earth. I could see wanting to take a time out and go on a mental journey with the bottle for a while. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay. So, but the Trump hate Trump syndrome was all HR, but it was being used to expose HR because Jesus is using the hate Trump syndrome to expose HR and their works and po American politics and humanity in general. And if we want to, as we the American Christians want to fix this problem, we need to flat out start forgiving instead of blather talking hatred and dissent. We need to forgive. Yeah, I'm talking about forgiving the Democrats' position on abortion. I'm talking about that because that's what Jesus told me at the very beginning of my friendship with Dan, to whom I wrote my letters to Daniel, the very beginning of that was based on two things, one of which was repenting on behalf of abortion in this nation, and so that Jesus will forgive the sins of abortion. And whether or not people receive the benefits of that forgiveness, I don't know. I just know that Jesus is offering it, and as his body, we need to do the same. So that is all I have to say about this. The sickness is the hate Trump syndrome. The solution is the forgiveness of Jesus by his word and his shed blood. Amen.